You're listening to SBS News.
Marianne Burns Alvarado has been part of a trial looking at heart disease in more than 5,000 patients. Like all the other participants, she has a diagnosis confirming blood flow problems.
I was experiencing shortness of breath occasionally when I was walking, and it was making walking very unenjoyable for me. So I knew that something had changed in me physically that needed attention.
Half the group were given CT scans to rule out dangerous blockages in their arteries and told to continue on their medicines. The other half were treated surgically, either with angioplasty, that's a procedure where a narrowed artery is artificially widened to improve blood flow, or a heart bypass, where a blood vessel from elsewhere in the body is used to create a bypass around a blockage in a coronary artery. Dr. Judith Hochman from New York University's School of Medicine is the study's chairwoman.
There were two management strategies tested in the trial. One was called the conservative strategy. The other was called the invasive strategy. All patients in the trial, both groups, got optimal medical therapy, including statins and lifestyle changes, other medications to control blood pressure and to control the angina.
Doctors tracked how many patients in each group suffered a heart attack, a heart-related death, or hospitalization for chest pains or heart failure. After 4 years, 13% of the group who had surgery and 15% of the people treated with medicine had experienced problems. Doctors say averaged across the entire study period, the rates were similar, regardless of treatment. Another of the project's researchers, Dr. Harmony Reynolds, says the discovery that having invasive surgery is not the only option is a huge breakthrough.
The patients who were randomized to the conservative management strategy didn't have any invasive procedures, and that's really groundbreaking.
Dr. Reynolds says the study is changing the way she approaches patients.
My conversation with patients is going to center around what we expect from the invasive procedures now. Many patients come into invasive procedures, even if they're stable, thinking that it's saving their life or preventing a heart attack, and that is not so. But it may make people feel better. And my conversation will really center around how people are feeling, how bothered they are by their chest pain symptoms, and how effective the medications are for them.
According to the study, patients with severe but stable heart disease won't cut their risk of having a heart attack or dying by having surgery instead of medication. The results challenge medical dogma and call into question some of the most common practices in heart care. Dr. Glenn Levine of Baylor University in Texas says he believes the majority of patients would prefer to be treated by medicines alone rather than have invasive heart surgery.
I think the bottom line message from this study is that many patients with stable symptoms, not having a lot of chest pains, will do just as well treated with medicines alone compared to medicines plus fixing their heart blockages.
According to the report's authors, it's the strongest evidence yet that tens of thousands of costly surgical procedures and operations are either unnecessary or premature. Marianne Burns Alvarado is certainly glad she's not going to have any surgery.
I dreaded the possibility of having to go and get surgery for my heart. I think I would have debated whether or not it would be better to live with the condition untreated than to have the surgery. It was that frightening to me. The more conservative treatment fits me well and has done the job that I was hoping it would do.
The study was carried out in 37 countries. Alan Lee, SBS News.